The AOC has in the last 30 minutes advised athletes, Australian athletes, to prepare for a postponed Olympic Games, probably in 2021 in Tokyo, and in the same time slot, in the same date, but in 2021 rather than coming up in 2020. Kelsey Lee Barber is our reigning javelin world champion, a gold medal hopeful for Tokyo, and this changes everything. Kelsey, welcome to you. Kelsey Lee, great to have you on the program. Thanks for your time, and this changes everything for you.
Yeah, thanks for bringing me on. It does change a few things, but honestly, I think it's a really sensible decision that we're looking at a postponement. There's just been so much uncertainty around everything leading into the games, and you know, I really feel for the athletes who are not as lucky as I am at the moment to continue their training. So it's nice to hear that they're having the conversation.
So how can you still train? You can still train?
Yeah, I've been really fortunate that I've still been able to train outside and throw javelins. And up until today, we had access to the gym, but now we look to change that as well. So it's changing sort of day by day at the moment.
Yeah.
And we're sort of trying to just keep up with it.
And how many of you can train at once? I presume that there has to be number restrictions. Even if you do have a throwing facility, an outdoor training facility available to you, you can't go down there with a whole group of people and train together.
Oh, yeah.
I presume you can.
Yeah, of course. So we're just following the guidelines that are sort of posted to us at the moment. And, you know, it's sort of just myself and Mike out there most of the time, sort of getting done what we need to get done and training as best as we can under the circumstances.
Will you have some time off, or will you keep training all the way through if you now have a year to wait?
Yeah, I think we'll sort of wait to hear exactly what decides to go ahead. And if they come out and say that, yes, there will be a postponement, and then we hear about possibly competitions later in the year, we might have a small break, but we'll look to then sort of set our plan up to be ready for next year if that's what goes ahead.
And how often do you normally throw a week? And what will change there, do you think?
Yeah, so we throw javelins twice a week. That's the usual training plan. And then we're normally in the gym every day. So that's the big component we now have to sort of play around with a little bit and get creative and sort of maybe set up a little home gym.
Yeah, and that's obviously going to be something that you're going to have to have an increased discipline for. Are you used to training on your own, or are you a group trainer by habit instead?
Yeah, a little bit, probably more of a group trainer when I can. We have quite a tight little squad that we work with. So yeah, I'll be training by myself, it looks like, for a lot more of the training sessions. So we have to be really mindful around how we look to impact the way that we isolate ourselves and make sure we're still reaching out and checking in with friends and family and our training partners, because it's, again, it's a whole different world we're sort of working within now.
And you sound quite glass full about the postponement to 2021.
Oh, I think I'm really happy that the conversation's there and it's on the cards. I think it would be a different story if they were saying it's either yes or no regarding this year. So I think I'm feeling very optimistic in the fact that they're actually just talking. And as I said, I think it's a really sensible decision. I think it's really wise. It evens the playing field again and makes the realistic nature of qualifying a lot more possible for athletes now as well. So I think it'd be the smart decision.
So how many of the competitors in your sport in other places in the world can't go outside, can't throw at the moment, and might not be in a situation where they can go outside and throw for months?
Yeah, it's too hard to put a number on it. I think all I can say is that most of my competitors are based in the Northern Hemisphere or in Europe, and they've obviously got quite strict guidelines and you know, information regarding their isolation and quarantine ruling per country.
Yeah.
So it's really hard to put a number on who's affected and how they're affected.
So where is your training facility, may I ask? And when will you find out whether you know, you're going to have access to it, and solo access, or you and a trainer? I presume you've got a coach?
Yeah. So Mike's obviously my coach, but I'm based out of the AIS in Canberra. So they're in discussions probably as we speak. There have been conversations this morning after the new guidelines last night. So I think by the end of the day, we will know for sure what is happening.
Yeah.
But as I said, we're already looking to make alternate arrangements and sort of just look after our health and safety as much as anything before we start wandering into to gyms on our own.
Yeah, so you're in a fortunate situation where your partner or your husband is your coach, yeah?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, it's paying off, that's for sure.
So he's going to be watching what you eat, everything you do at home. He's going to be coaching you full time anyway. Nothing's going to change there.
No, life at home is the other way around. I watch what he eats. I'm the chef in the house.
Nice work. Well, it's great to have you so bubbly, Kelsey Lee, to hear the positivity in your voice. The world's changed. We're lucky in this country. There are still things that we can do that they obviously can't do in other countries. So I really appreciate you joining me and having a chat about all of that. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Kelsey Lee Barber, reigning javelin world champion and gold medal hopeful for Tokyo. We'll take a little break, take some more of your calls after it. 1300 736 736 is the number. You're with Dwayne's World.